Ah, yes. I just took some a great deal of pleasure watching Barry Weiss disembowel the little fat kid from CNN, Stelter, there on his own program. That was enjoyable. That was fun for me, all right? Because she totally, you know, is like three times as smart as he'll ever be. How does a guy like that get his own television program? I sit here and go, I don't get it. But my next guest, he's an expert on such things, and a lot of things. Dan Gaynor is the Vice President of Free Speech America and Business for the Media Research Center, and a regular victim here on this program. Dan, good to see you, as always, my friend. I don't know if you saw the Barry Weiss takedown, but it was beautiful. It was just beautiful. Brian Stelter just got slaughtered. It was great fun. Go ahead.
I'm going to shock you and say that Stelter's not stupid. He's really not.
Come on.
No, I mean, he used to do credible media analysis when he worked in New York Times. No. Before that, he had his own blog. It was intelligent stuff. He just basically, you know, he's prostituting himself. That's what it's really about.
So he's just a stooge. You're just saying, yeah, he's just a stooge. That's it. All right. Well, that to me, that's more embarrassing. You know, because ignorance, you can kind of say, oh, bless his heart. We can kind of move past that. But if he's in the tank, if he's a stooge, that's a bigger crime by far.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, but the people at CNN, they know what...
Because if they did, they would at least attract a million viewers in primetime once in a while, which they haven't done consistently for the last year and a half. They get like 700,000 people in primetime. Good Lord, Tucker gets four times that many viewers on a nightly basis. I mean, to be fair, right?
Well, but the thing is, if you work at CNN, how different is what you do from NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, MSNBC? You know, and no matter how insane you get, I mean, they got better ratings when Trump was around because they would be more insane. But now that Trump's not around, you know, they're basically just running cover for the Biden administration.
Well, they do run cover, and in effect, because Trump's not here, who they made this supervillain, you know, the orange man bad. Ooh, it's Donald Trump. Anything he does will destroy him. Now they need villains, so they create villains. They turn parents into domestic terrorists. They just create villains wherever they can, right?
Right. And so when you get to Barry Weiss, and she did such a wonderful job, because the beginning of her little monologue, she just says, talk about how insane the world is by things like, if you think there's two genders, you know, you can get banned or suspended. You know, it just goes down this long list of crazy things. And you're right. If you're a parent and you're upset that your daughter was raped in a bathroom by a guy in a skirt, and you can get arrested, you can become, you know, the poster child for domestic terrorism.
You are not tolerant. You are a bigot. Your daughter was sodomized, according to the police, by a transgender female. Come on. The world has gone mad, just like Barry Weiss said. The world's gone. When you believe that kind of garbage, stop it. The world's gone mad. Collect yourself. Look up the term biological dimorphism. It's first grade science. Just simply means there's differences between men and women. It's pretty simple stuff. But when you can't even say that without getting, you know, plastered, marginalized, tarred and feathered or whatever the hell they do, right? Rhetorically speaking, of course. All right, so let's move on to Mr. Ducey. He drops the bomb. I think that Jen Psaki just loathes him, Peter Ducey. And she's so condescending to him specifically and to other reporters. But he comes along, drops the bomb of hypocrisy on the January 6th subpoenas, the mask, you know, Joe Biden sliding through the restaurant, all of this stuff. And did you see Joe Biden? He walks up to starts talking to the podium. The music's blasting, and he teeters up there, and he starts talking, and Jill's like, no, honey, no, just wait. I'm like, wow. Anyhow, what do you make of Peter Ducey and his constant needling, if you will, of all these folks?
Well, I mean, it shows how bad the rest of the press is doing with their job. Things are not going well in America by any measure. The inflation, they told us, would be transitory. It's real. It appears to be permanent. The idea that we're dealing with the immigration crisis is a lie, a fraud, and I would say so bad, criminally so. And, you know, China apparently just fired a hypersonic missile around the world that could potentially deliver nuclear weapons to the United States super fast in ways that we can't easily defend against. And meanwhile, we've got U.S. generals worried about their manicure. And there's not a lot of questions coming from the administration, coming at the administration from anybody other than Ducey and one or two others. And so, yeah, she hates that because, who else is holding her feet to the fire?
Yeah, supersonic missiles flying around the world, and we're working on pronouns. That should help us at the next big battle, right? I mentioned that earlier. That's going to help us a lot. And, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, and what's funny is the general in question also lists in her bio on Twitter. Which, I really wish generals just didn't have bios on Twitter.
But you know what? Hold on one second. Before I run out of time, the producers are pointing out to me, I have this Ducey tape, and I want you to hear this before we go anywhere. Right. Let's roll this so that we make sure we get this in. DC, go ahead and roll that Ducey tape. I know you've got it there. Let's see what he has to say. All right. Maybe they don't have it. Anyhow, Dan, sorry about that. I thought we had it. I need a vacation. That's what I need. I need a vacation. Anyhow, I look at the dishonesty of the entire, you talk about the entire D.C. press corps. I mean, honestly, none of them. I mean, what happened to curiosity? I mean, what happened to people that are just, they don't care about Republicans or Democrats. They just care about the truth. They'll hammer either side. What happened to people like that?
Well, I mean, the press really hasn't been that way for a long time, but particularly when the internet came on board, it became easier to hold their feet to the fire. You could post video, everybody could look and see just how biased they were. And then social media made media critics of everybody. It's like our organization's been around for 34 years, but we taught people how to do media criticism enough that a lot of people do it now, and journalists hate it. I mean, hate the most thin-skinned community in history. And I know I spent a couple of decades in the field. And journalists don't like to be, they don't like it. Oh, you misspelled this word. You did this wrong. You got this fact wrong. Every story's got dozens or hundreds of facts and quotes and things in there. Lots of opportunities to get things wrong. And, if you start pointing that out, they just get very defensive, and they particularly are defensive because they claim, oh, we're neutral. And then you look at there's this LA Times columnist, Jackie Collins, who came out over the weekend saying that, oh, neutral, this two sides thing in journalism is awful. And you look at her bio. Well, of course, she used to be a political reporter, was so for many years. So she basically hated the right going back all the way to Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, they hate them all.
Yeah.
Dan, I gotta leave it right there.
Useful, man.
You're the best. Dan Gaynor, everybody. You're the best.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease,